It is really something that doesn't come to us as a surprise at all, because, as you know, Grace Mugabe is, whatever she says, it's actually reflective of the mood within the first family household. And it also gives us an insight, maybe even into the state of health of President Robert Mugabe himself. It is actually something very telling. And as the MDC, we see that as a manifestation of a woman who is very worried about the health condition of her husband. Mr. Mugabe is not a young man. He's 93 in the next few days. He is frail. And this is why you find that he's hardly coming out in the public of late ever since he came back from his extended holiday in the Far East. And this is clearly a woman who is panicking, a woman who is trying to strike fear into the hearts of Zimbabweans. But unfortunately for her, she will not succeed. Zimbabweans appreciate that Mr. Mugabe has had his time, and they appreciate that it is not a matter of whether, but just a matter of when Mr. Mugabe is going to vacate State House.
Some political analysts are saying the ruling party is already preparing for the 2018 elections, and Mrs. Mugabe is already on the campaign trail. Is this what you saw from the rally?
Yeah, that rally, from our own analysis, really is a mixed bag. One, I would not want to interpret it as a campaign rally. To me, it is just a public outcry by a very distressed and stressed woman, who, because she lives with President Mugabe, she appreciates the state of his health, and she is very worried. So it is not so much of a campaign rally. It is more of a desperate cry and a plea of a woman who sees that her husband's days in office are numbered. And she's trying to say, okay, this man, whether or not he's alive, you're going to vote for him. Because she knows that, obviously, no sane person is going to believe her when she says they're going to vote for a corpse. It is, to me, a cry for help, a cry for assistance, a cry for empathy, more than, as would put it, more than is it a campaign rally. She's just out there crying out in the public for sympathy. But unfortunately, the people of Zimbabwe don't sympathize with her. If anything, they see her as being at the epicenter of their suffering.
And lastly, she was also talking about factionalism in the ruling party. Are you at all surprised by this talk, judging from the fact that the ruling party has expelled over 100 members over the past years for allegedly trying to topple Mr. Mugabe?
Not at all. We are not surprised, because it's a public secret that ZANU-PF is so factionalized that it is almost like at least three political parties in one: the Robert Mugabe faction, the so-called G40 faction, the so-called Tim LaCosta faction. What you are simply saying was to publicly admit that there is factionalism. But this is no longer news for us as Zimbabweans, for the people of Zimbabwe, because each and every day there are reports of factional fighting within ZANU. Even in their own ZANU-PF-controlled media, ZBC TV, ZBC Radio, these factional fights are playing out. So what she's simply doing, I believe, is just to publicly acknowledge that there is factionalism. But let me emphasize to say, it is not news anymore. Everyone in Zimbabwe, and even outside Zimbabwe, anyone who cares to know about the recent political events in Zimbabwe knows that ZANU-PF is in the political departure lounge, and that factionalism is one of the last nails on the coffin of ZANU-PF.